bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. It's been a few weeks since I've spoken to you lovely folk. I don't know what it is. Sometimes it just is hard to be in that groove, and I need to find that groove again and fit right back into it to get back to delivering you weekly content, because it's been probably about a month since the last podcast has been published. But here we are yet again, another podcast, another week of delivering you content. It's funny because last time I told you about a special podcast I was working on called Unpopular Opinions. Still haven't recorded that one. But I do have a guest for you this week. So if you'd like to be a guest, you know how to get a hold of me. Trent Speaks on Instagram and Facebook. TrentSpeaks@gmail.com. But this week, well, I'm not even going to do the introduction here because I already have another introduction. There's some other stuff going on that I maybe will share more details with you about in the near future. But right now, we're just going to jump into this week's recorded podcast. Enjoy. Hey folks, me again. Forgot to tell you, there are some times where it sounds like we are underwater and I'm not quite sure what happened to the recording of the podcast. Happened a few times. So just know that when the guest gets muffled and everything, not really sure what happened there. It's going to happen a few times here in the recording of the podcast, but don't worry, the audio will come back. And that's really all I have to say. I just forgot to say that before. So seriously now, enjoy. So I have another songwriter this week, which is very exciting because I always like finding inspiration and finding new music and everything. And this one also actually got sent to me through a Facebook message. So I took a listen to it and it was by Zoetic. And I have Kirsten this week joining me. Welcome in, Kirsten.
Hi, Trent. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for coming on. So talk to me about how you got into songwriting and everything, because I feel like that's something that, do you just wake up one day and say, hey, I'm going to be a songwriter today?
Well, basically I did. no, when I was, I've always been writing music. I started playing piano when I was about three. I've been taking piano lessons for a very long time. And, from about the time I was 8 years old, 9 years old, I knew that I wanted to be a music writer. I didn't know if that was going to be, composing for movie soundtracks or something like that, or if that was going to be songwriting or whatnot. But I knew at a pretty young age that that was what I was supposed to do with my life. So, yeah.
And I know that yours is very much focused around like the Christian aspect of things. Why that aspect? What got you to kind of go that route with everything?
Yeah. So, I decided to major in music in college, and I went to Arizona State University and majored in music composition, and I kind of went the film and movie route for a little while, and then I decided that I wasn't going to want to sit in a dark room for 20 hours and not see the sunlight and just compose in like a little room. I'm much too extroverted for that, so I realized that wasn't a good route for me. And then I went into composing for musicals a little bit. I did a little music theater composing in college. And I enjoyed that. But my senior year of college, I was trying to decide what direction I was going to kind of go in after I graduated. And I normally listen to, even though I'm a Christian, I normally listen to secular music, but I just was in my car and I turned on Christian radio when I was a senior in college. And I hadn't done so in years and years and years. And I heard on Christian radio, a lot of the songs sounded very similar to each other. There was a shallowness in the lyrics that I just thought, why isn't anybody writing about deeper issues in Christianity? Does the music kind of sound cookie cutter to an extent? And I thought, hey, you know, I'm about to get a degree in music composition. I've written a lot of different types of things. And so maybe I can kind of go into the Christian music industry and shake it up a little bit. And maybe write some things that are more unique. So that's kind of my senior year of college is when I decided to do that. And I thought that the Christian music industry, I just thought that that'd be a good industry to go into because I think that we're on the brink of maybe artists.
Mm-hmm. promoting themselves on Instagram or
whatnot, and being able to be heard without the help of a label, which is really, really cool, because I feel like that it's been so label controlled for so long, and I thought that the Christian music industry would be a good industry to go into for that reason. Just and plus I love the Lord and I love Jesus, and I thought that that would be kind of what I wanted to write about. So yeah.
Were you raised in the church and everything, or was there a turning point for you?
Yeah, so I was raised in the church, but obviously there's a point in time for most Christians where your faith becomes your own, and it's not just your parents' faith anymore. I definitely hit that point when I was about 16. I was a junior in high school, and I was struggling. I just transferred to a new school that year, and I was having a hard time making friends, and I had a lot of anxiety, and that was actually what I was having panic attacks every day, and that's kind of what inspired the song Only You. So I actually wrote the song Only You, which is the song that I sent to Trent.
Yeah.
I actually wrote that song when I was 16, so actually quite a while ago. I'm 23 now, so that was 7 years ago or so. But I didn't record it until last year. And so I just kind of wrote it and kept it off to the side, and then I recovered it a few years later and was like, this might be a good thing to record. So anyways, during that time, that's kind of when my faith kind of became my own, where I thought I might not want to be a Christian anymore. I started to look at, you know, being agnostic or going into a different faith. And through doing a lot of research and getting into apologetics more, I discovered that actually I was a Christian, and that for this first time, my faith was my own. And that probably happened around when I was 16 or 17. And then ever since then, I mean, it's a journey, but it's been cool.
And then Zoetic, how did you come up with that name for a band?
Yeah, so a lot of that is just when you're starting a band, you find out that every single band name you'd ever want is already taken. That most people there's thousands of bands, hundreds of thousands of bands that have taken all the names that you could ever want. And so my friend and I just spent a couple nights just putting names, like we did like random band generator names and stuff. Like we just started to come up with names, and everything was already taken. And then we tried Zoetic. We found that word. It just means, life or vital to life. It doesn't have like a really particularly interesting meaning, but I think it has a cool meaning at least. And so we found that one, and a couple of local bands had taken it, but nobody big. And so I actually messaged those bands and was like, do you mind if I use this name? And they were like, yeah, that's fine. There's like a local band in Florida that had it, but that was about it. So that's kind of, I mean, it fits well with what I'm trying to do. And it's a cool name, begins with a Z. So I wish there was a deeper answer, you know, than that, but that's pretty much what the answer is.
No, it's still a good answer nonetheless. So I know that you were talking about like composing and everything. Oftentimes I feel like no matter kind of what your track or your hobby is, there's someone that you look up to, or there's people that you kind of like to play off of a little bit. Is that the same way for you? Are there any composers that you kind of like to take stuff from, or that you found interesting that you're like, oh, I really like they do this or that? Or was it just kind of you on your own kind of making it up and figuring it out as you go?
I've been influenced by a lot of different styles and genres. I think, so I grew up playing classical piano, and I was, you know, influenced by some classical composers. I've always really liked composers from the Romantic era. So Rachmaninoff and Prokofiev and Scriabin and, you know, composers like that. And then when I got into college, I got really into jazz piano. And so, you know, I love Bill Evans, and, you know, I love McCoy Tyner. And also in college, I really discovered a love for progressive rock, progressive metal, and funk and stuff like that. So, you know, bands such as like Animals as Leaders and Rush and Dream Theater. And, you know, in funk, I like Wolfpack and but it's mostly secular stuff but now that I've kind of gotten into the Christian arena, I've started to research up and coming Christian artists too, to listen to as well. And I know that you had another Christian artist on your podcast, I think recently.
Yeah, Taylor.
Yeah, and so I think that there are people doing really good things in that industry too, but yeah, my influences are pretty far and wide ranging. I think the best thing for composers and for songwriters is to listen to as much music as possible that really inspires you and to explore different genres and not just box yourself into one thing. And that'll make your music sound more unique as well.
Well, and before we started recording, when I started to butcher some stuff and we had talked a little bit, you had mentioned how, like, you're the musician. You do all the instruments for your band and everything. Talk to me more about that aspect, because I think that's a little bit different and unique in and of itself.
Yeah, so I've never been much of a vocalist, but I can write and I can play. So I, like I said before, I learned piano from a very young age, and then I also picked up the drums from a pretty young age as well, around 5 or 6. I have a very musical family. My dad was a music teacher for 30 years, and so yeah, drums and piano and everything it was always around our house. We were always playing together. And, then when I got into junior high, I got randomly put in a guitar class. So I learned guitar. And so that kind of got added to it. And then from guitar, I learned bass guitar.
Oh my gosh. And then,
yeah. So for the last, 7 years or so, I've basically made my living just teaching private lessons.
That's awesome.
On piano, drums, guitar, bass guitar. And that's been really fun. And so every instrument that you heard in the track was recorded or programmed or performed by me. Didn't really have any guests on the track or anything like that. And same with all of our tracks. And I knew that I could do all the instruments for it, but I knew that my vocals wouldn't be at the level that they needed to be in order to produce something really great. And so I asked my friend Brianna Calvin, one of my closest friends, to sing on the first Zoetic EP, which came out last year, and she sang on that. And so that's kind of an interesting story too. So basically we did this EP together. It took almost a year. It took a long time because we were just figuring everything out. I was learning to self-produce. I produced out of my bedroom. So I do everything in our one bedroom apartment with all my instruments and everything. And so we produced this EP. She sang on it. It was going to come out in November. I was ready to market it and everything. And then about 2 months before the EP was released, I got a call from her mom in the middle of the night. And Brianna, my singer, had been in a rollover car accident.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And she almost died. She didn't die. But she had severe injuries, and so she was airlifted out and taken to John C. Lincoln Hospital, which is the hospital in Phoenix where we are. And so then for the next several days, I just hung out with her in the ER, tried to do whatever we could to help. My husband, or her fiance, was in the car with her when it rolled over, and so my husband had to drive up and pick him up from the scene of the accident. Wow. And everything. And so we just came around that family and tried to help in any way that we could, but it was obviously very traumatic for us as well. And this happened about 2 months before the EP was supposed to release. She had finished all the vocals on it, but I hadn't really started promoting it yet. Mm-hmm. I was just about to, and then this happened.
Right.
And so after that, you know, you start to say to yourself, like, well, should I be promoting this? Like, what do I do? I don't know if I want to promote something where, you know, I didn't even know if she was going to live through it, right? Mm-hmm. And that was the important part. That was first priority. So she did slowly recover, and thank God she is pretty much recovered at this point.
Good.
It's been almost a year. But she had some hearing damage and things like that. Every time she would sing, she would get migraines and have issues in that. So she ended up having to step down as the singer of Zoetic like a couple months after. And so it was a lot of just prayer and like, God, do you really want me to be doing this? Because it seems like I'm trying to put out this EP. I'm trying to do this And, you're closing doors, and is this what you really want me to do? And so, like, several months after that, I just took a few months to, like, decompress. I released the album to friends and family, but I didn't really do any promotion of it because I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if she was going to be okay. I didn't know if she was going to stay in the band. And after she left the band, I tried to find other singers, but I wasn't able to find anybody until June of this last year, so a few months ago. And so I have a new singer, and her name is Michelle, and she's great. And we are starting to release singles, and our first single is going to come out as with the two of us doing it. Our first single is going to come out.
I'm really excited about that. And it's really cool that we've been able to continue that.
I've been able to continue with it. And my friend Brianna is okay, but like, that's kind of the craziness that happened all around that EP release date. And, yeah, so all of that to say, like, it's been a journey. It's been interesting. But we're just at the beginning. I do know that this is what I'm supposed to do with my life. I have no doubt that, I really want to be a unique voice in the Christian music industry. And that's what the Lord has been calling me to. So,
I mean, it's awesome though, that you have those plans to even release the singles and everything. So that's exciting. And I'm also glad that she was able to recover. And while it's unfortunate that she's not the singer anymore, you were able to find someone and continue to push forward. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm trying to get back on the horse and continue to release. And so now we've started our Instagram. We started about a couple weeks ago. It's at Zoetic, Zoetic underscore music, Zoetic underscore music. And we're going to be releasing our single. It's called Paper God. We're going to be releasing that on September 27th. And so, yeah, that's very exciting. And it worked out, but it's a lot of trusting God and, you know, just praying that, you know, Brianna was going to be okay and that we were going to be able to move forward.
So because you're doing all the instruments and then you have to do the vocals, like get those into the recording and everything and all composed together and stuff, I guess, how long does it typically take you to record, like even just one song, or how long does it take you to write? Like, does all that just kind of vary depending on the ability of what you're able to do and just your thought process during that time?
Yeah. So, writing is the easy part. Usually I sit down at the piano and I come up with ideas. Sometimes I've written entire songs in as little as 5 minutes.
Just
kind of sat down and just played something and it's just kind of worked out. Sometimes it's taken longer, but the lyrics usually take a little bit longer for me than that, because I really want the lyrics to be thoughtful and thought-provoking. Songwriting itself, I mean, I can write songs pretty quickly. Recording songs, it usually takes me a few weeks to record a song, all the instruments and everything. That's about how long it takes for the instruments. For vocals, it really depends. It depends on the vocalist. I've worked with a couple vocalists at this point, and some of them, it's easier for them to learn quickly, and others it's more difficult. It really varies, but usually, I mean, I'm planning on releasing a single every 2 months, and I think that that's more than enough time to get a song recorded and released. And so, yeah, after this upcoming single, there's going to be another one in 2 months, and I just want to continually drip them and, you know, promote them that way.
Yeah, and it's good to have goals like that. It's good to know, like, hey, I want to stick to this plan and follow this plan, and this is what I'm going to do. And I know you just kind of talked about how you put a lot of thought into your lyrics and everything. Where is it that you draw your inspiration from?
Lyrically, I draw my inspiration from topics that are maybe less discussed in the Christian music industry, but are still important. For instance, Only You was about mental health, about anxiety, and about how to rely on God through that. My song Hourglass is about evangelizing and how the gospel is spreading rapidly in other parts of the world where there's a lot more persecution of people. But in America, we're too afraid to share the gospel because of what other people might think of us. So that's kind of an interesting topic. That's the one that Hourglass is about. our new single coming out, Paper God, that's about the false gospel of the prosperity gospel. So that's the prosperity gospel is just basically saying that the whole point of Christianity is that if you trust God enough, God will make you healthy and wealthy and all this stuff. And that isn't really the point of Christianity. The Bible promises that we will have trials and persecution, but that the true joy comes from following God and knowing Him. And so my latest single is about that. But I'm really trying to tackle, I mean, the single after that is going to be about self-image and about body image and stuff like that. So I'm really trying to tackle, you know, things that are not readily talked about in Christian music, and that's usually where I draw my inspiration from, but it can come out of anywhere. Sometimes it's things that have happened to me, sometimes it's things that have happened to my friends, and that's generally, I mean, it's from a wide range of things, but that's kind of the base of that.
And how can people find you? How can people support you?
Yeah, so the best thing that you guys can do is just follow us on Instagram. That's where we're putting most of our content out. I think I said it before, but it's Zoetic, Zoetic _ music, Zoetic _ music. That's our Instagram. And you can also find us on all the streaming platforms. You can find us on Spotify and on Amazon Music, Apple Music, and Hello? Okay, just making sure that you're there.
Yeah, sorry, it just got a little muffled for a second, so.
Oh, I can, okay. You can find us on Instagram, and you can also find us on the streaming platforms under Zoetic, Zoetic.
Perfect. So the last question I always ask people, and then I will let you do the sign off. But the last question I always ask people is, whether it's something that you've talked about here today, or maybe it's something you haven't talked about, what is it that you want people to take away from this podcast?
Okay. So the biggest thing I want people to take away from this podcast is that, that the Christian music industry, a lot of the songs sound very similar. They sound like they're being cut from the same cloth. And at Zoetic, with our music, we're trying to change that. We do piano-based jazz rock, we write on topics that are not readily talked about in the industry that I feel like need to be talked about. We should, you know, we serve an infinitely creative God, and we should reflect that creativity in our music. And I just pray that other artists, and I see it happening and I'm really excited, but that other artists start writing music that is really creative and thought-provoking.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on the podcast this week. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. And now I will let you do the sign-off.
All right. I guess signing off the Trent Speaks podcast. Thanks, everybody.